You're listening to Organic Garden Radio.
I like dirt. Dirt's what I dig. I like poking around with a big old twig.
Welcome to Organic Garden Radio, the place where everything's green. Now your host, Sam and Scott.
And welcome back to Organic Garden Radio, the place where everything is green.
Hi, I'm Scott, and this is Sam. We are the father and son team for Organic Garden Radio. Every Saturday at noon, we are here, except for today, right?
Yep. Got some softball games going on today.
Got some softball, so this show is on after the softball games. We would like to support the Lady Roos in their quest for the state title in their softball team and wish them the best of luck. This is a show about organic gardening and landscaping and how to take care of your lawn and your landscape, your orchard, your ranch, your farm, whatever it may be, organically.
All right. And today on the show, what are some of the topics that we're covering?
Oh, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. We do want to mention, though, that this segment is sponsored by AIM Mail Center, Richie Barlow.
Yep, AIM Mail Center out there on South Main, right next to Starbucks.
And they can help you out in a lot of different ways, helping you go green. You can get your paper shredded there, and they do that in an environmentally friendly way. So stop by AIM Mail Center on South Main.
Paper shredding, printing, full-color printing, spot-color printing, black-and-white printing, shipping, FedEx, UPS, regular mail. They got everything there.
They got it all. So stop by AIM Mail Center. Today on the show, we're going to talk a lot about different topics, everything from, of course, flower beds and planting to what to do with your lawn and landscape, and answer some questions that we've gotten. We're going to talk about trees and just a number of different things. We are, again, Sam and Scott, father and son team for Organic Garden Radio. My name is Scott Cushion, and my background is in biology and chemistry. I have a master's degree from Texas Tech and a minor in chemistry from out at Tech. And really, when it comes down to organics, it's all about biology, and that's why I got interested in biology. And so I tried it out about 8 years ago, and it worked, so well that I kept on doing it, and we started a business. And our business is called Puro Lawn, and we go out and we treat lawn and landscapes using the organic methods, don't we, Sam?
Yep, and I, as you said, I'm Sam Cushion, and I kind of rely on everything my dad knows to get through the business. That's my phone.
That's another customer calling us, and they'll have to hold off right now. So we're a father and son team. We have an organic lawn and landscape company where, like I said, we treat lawn and landscapes using all organic natural methods. And then on Saturdays, we have Organic Garden Radio, where we talk to you about how to use organic methods for your own garden, your landscape, your lawn. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So we're glad that you joined us. What are some questions that people have been talking to us about?
All right, well, one question we get a whole lot is, how do I prepare flower beds around my pool area? Because, you know, you don't want your mulch and dirt in your pool. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people like having the flower beds around the pools, and what kind of mulch they need to use so that they can avoid, when it rains, mm-hmm. That mulch running into their flower beds, I mean, into their pool.
Well, you definitely don't want dirt and mulch and things like that going into your pool. So the best thing you want to do for any flower bed is to make sure that the drainage is good. You want to make sure that you have good drainage for your flower beds. A lot of times that means you have to raise the beds up just a little bit, build them up using organic amendments, add some compost to the flower bed, till in some compost. You might want to till in some lava sand. Works out really good. And also you can use any type of rock material, really, to help kind of keep that loose. Rock phosphate is real good, like I said, the lava sand. And you can use expanded shale, which is really good. Helps keep the water in the soil, but also helps keep things loose. And as you build those things into the soil and you till it up into the soil, it automatically just naturally raises the beds up. And that causes really good drainage. So good drainage is key, because most plants need pretty good drainage.
What kind of mulch would you want to use on top of all that?
Probably the best mulch would be the cedar mulch, just because it works really well. It kind of keeps together. It's kind of stringy, I guess, in some ways, kind of like has a netting effect where it stays in place. If it gets really wet, it doesn't run off. It stays in place. And so you want something that's going to stay put. It's not going to run off into the pool. You know, hardwood mulches and things like that work out really well. Even pecan shells can be used for mulch, and a lot of people like the pecan shells, and they work out great, but they don't necessarily stay in place. And so the cedar mulch, the native cedar mulch, is really the best thing that you can get. We have a little bit of experience putting out some cedar mulch, don't we?
Just a little bit.
I think we put out about 8 yards of it on some beds not too long ago, and it was like an endless job.
Just, oh, yeah.
We kept getting more and more and more. And
but it looks so good once it was finished.
Looks good and smells.
Well worth the time.
Smells really good. So the other thing that you might want to do is make sure that there's some edging around the flower beds and so that the dirt and the mulch stays put as well. You can use natural rock, of course. A lot of people like the Austin stone, and they like to put that around the edge of the beds and kind of raise it up just a little bit. Keep things in place. Also, you can get bender board, and that's just kind of like a 4 to 6 inch wide board. It's very flexible, and you can put it in place and put it around the beds. There's also the steel edging, which most of it is powder coated with a green or maybe a brown paint, and you can put that around as well, and that kind of keeps things in place. So I would recommend putting some type of edging in the beds to keep grasses out as well as to keep everything in. Kind of keeps things separated and works out really well. So a lot of questions about flower beds. A lot of questions about
flower beds.
Yeah.
One of our biggest questions we got this week, you know, last week we talked about compost and top dressings. And mm-hmm. one of the most questions we got this week was, when you put out the compost on your lawn and some of it sits in small piles, you know, some of it doesn't get raked out perfectly, because especially on big lawns, when some of the grass actually turns kind of a light green, almost yellow, underneath some of those piles that hasn't completely set down in your grass in those low spots, is that grass actually dying, or will it come back? Will it come through the compost? What's going to happen after that?
Yes and no. It is dying out just a little bit. When you put the compost on your lawn, it's going to, you know, naturally sink down into low areas. And one of the reasons why you put a top dressing of compost on your lawn, first of all, is just to increase the organic matter and to be a natural fertilizer for the lawn. That's the number one reason, because it adds that organic matter and acts as a natural fertilizer. Kind of the second reason you'd put a top dressing on is to level out the lawn just a little bit, especially the newer lawns when they've just been sodded. You know, they have the little gaps in between the sod, and it's kind of, everything kind of goes up and down. You know, it's up and down and unlevel in the yard. So as you spread that top dressing over the yard, it kind of levels it off. And as you do that, that top dressing, that compost, is going to naturally just kind of fill in those low areas. Now, there may be some grass in those low areas, and so where that compost covers up that grass, the grass is going to turn yellow. It's going to get lightened up, and it's, you know, going to kind of die off. But Bermuda grass especially is really good about coming back through. And in the south where we live, Bermuda grass is probably used 80% of the time. And so that Bermuda grass will crawl from the sides. It will crawl on top of the compost and fill in those little hole or bare areas, but also eventually it will come up through that compost. It's really nothing to worry about.
About how long does it take for that to happen? Because, you know, once you put out a top dressing of compost, you don't want to wait a whole long time for that grass to come back through, because you want it to look good. That's why you did it in the first place.
Yeah, and a lot of people they're kind of, you know, when we do it in our business, or they do it themselves and they spread this top dressing out, it kind of looks really patchy looking, and it almost looks like you've hurt your yard. It looks worse than it did, you know, before.
And you step back and go, oh my gosh, what did I do?
What happened?
Because these guys said it would help.
Yeah, we always talk about how great it is to put the top dressing on, and then we put it out there.
It is great.
It is. But that first week, the first couple of weeks, it's going to look like there's little bare patches in your yard, the first day especially. But as, you know, as each day goes on, the more you water and the more it rains, it just naturally falls into the low areas.
And coming from someone who's new to the whole organics thing, I would heavily recommend taking a before and after picture because the difference is just amazing.
Yeah.
It's that in-between time that you're sitting there going, you're biting your nails going, oh, man, is this going to work?
Why
did I do this? And but afterwards, it's awesome.
And you talked about how long does it take? Well, you know, just 2 to 4 weeks is really you're going to see a big difference within 2 to 4 weeks, depending on how warm the weather is, how much moisture you have, you know, all those different factors. One of the best things you can do though is make sure that you mow your grass before you put out that compost top dressing. You don't want to mow it too short. You never want to scalp your lawn, but mow it, you know, fairly low. And that way, everything kind of falls into the grass, into the dirt.
If the grass is too long, then the compost is going to sit on top of it.
Yeah,
that's when you really get the yellow spots.
Bends those blades over, and you start having more problems. So make sure you mow your grass before you do it. And then, within 3 to 5, 7 days after you've put it out, go ahead and go over it with your mower again. And use a good mulching mower. Don't bag it, because all you'll be doing is bagging all that compost you just put out. So make sure that you use a mulching mower. You don't bag. And just go over your lawn, and you might want to go over it one direction, then go over it in the other direction. That's going to loosen up that compost and mulch it up and help it to sink down into the ground, into the grass just a little bit better.
And kind of helps with those bare spots too. So
yeah, it does. It helps a lot.
And it just looks great after you mow.
I think especially those lawns that are kind of suffering, you can see a big difference within a week when you do the top dressing. But for a lawn that's, you know, it's looking okay, you may not see the drastic changes, but over about a month, you're going to see just a huge difference. And the greatest thing is that over the life of the lawn, it's going to help. It's going to help a lot, and it's going to act as a natural fertilizer just all year long, and it's going to be something that you'll be glad you did.
And if you aren't fortunate enough to have a lawn, say you live in an apartment or duplex, something with either a really small or not a very big lawn, say you want some potted plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll talk about that when we can get back from our break with more Organic Garden Radio.
All right.
Want great service and pricing on packing, shipping, and printing right here in Weatherford? You can head on over to AIM Mail Center, located at 1950 South Main, right next door to Starbucks. Tell Richie and the crew, the guys from Organic Garden Radio, sent you. You can contact them at 817-599-6607. For all your printing and shipping needs, AIM Mail Center, Weatherford, Texas.
A healthy trained pet is a joy to live with and brings years of happiness and companionship to every family. At Pets West, we offer training, dog apparel, beds, bowls, collars, event hosting, and more. We're located at I-20 and Bearcat Road in Aledo, Texas. You may give us a call at 817-441-6881 or visit our website at petswest.net.
Join us, Sam and Scott, for the all-new Organic Garden Radio, Saturdays at noon.
Oh, Sam.
I hate mowing.
If you've ever been over at Sam's house, you'd
I mow the weeds really low, so it looks like there's nice grass.
You'll hear everything you need to know, from mowing to growing.
Got your blade sharp, and you deadhead your flowers, and it's organics, it really works.
That's right. Organic Garden Radio, Saturdays at noon.
As the economic environment seems to grow increasingly complex and the stakes get higher and higher, managing your finances is often overwhelming. A team of Amicus Advisors is available to help lift this burden through expert advice, prudent solutions, and comprehensive financial services. In North Texas, you may call Scott Cushion at 817-881-5162 or visit amicusadvisors.com.
Willow Park Cleaners is Parker County's dry cleaning professionals. For superior quality dry cleaning, you may stop by Willow Park Cleaners on South Ranch House Road in Willow Park. Paul and the gang will give you superior quality personalized service you can count on. You may give them a call at 817-441-1930. Willow Park Cleaners on South Ranch House Road in Willow Park.